close of day three, the dungeon has claimed another 1 million crawlers, bringing the total to 2,552,085. As always, I'm your host, Kevin, here to showcase the exploits of the dungeon's best. Let's throw it over to our veteran panelists, Jagwarth and Shrek, to discuss our top five crawler parties, starting with the dungeon's most brutal hellion, Lucia Mar.
She is unstoppable. Absolutely unstoppable.
Those dogs of hers are wrecking every mob she encounters, and she's taking out several neighborhood bosses and even a borough boss by herself.
Amazing, isn't it?
Amazing isn't a strong enough word.
I know. I've had my doubts before, and I know it's still early, but I'm convinced she could get all the way to the 12th floor. Maybe even farther.
Yeah, she'll go all the way to the 18th floor easily. And then there's Le Moumour, a group of African soldiers that have carved their way through the dungeon despite so many others falling short. With over 150 party members, almost all of them armed with an earth-based rapid-fire armament known as the AK-47, they've ruthlessly gunned down anyone and anything in their path. The only problem is they're running out of ammunition for those nifty little guns.
I gotta believe the system AI won't let them stay grouped up like that forever. Either that, or we can expect some parity coming up real quick.
Game compensates for advantages like this. This party will get split, or they'll kill each other off.
No doubt.
Or the
no
AI
doubt.
Will pit them against a city boss that'll wipe them out. Dungeon always wins. Always.
That's facts.
Large parties might make crawlers feel safe, but there are advantages to smaller parties too. Take Crawler Heckler and their newly forming group. It's an all-female party, and they've taken down every threat they've faced so far.
More accurately, Heckler is taking down everything they've encountered so far. Mm-hmm. Everyone else in that party's just along for the ride.
That's facts. That magical crossbow of hers is unbelievable. We didn't get loot like that in our season until much later on.
For once, I agree with you, Jagwarth. Both Heckler and Lucia Mar have gotten some insane loot early on.
That's right.
And it's made them all but unstoppable.
So what's your take on this, Jagwarth? When it comes to the crawl, is it better to team up?
Let me tell you something, Kevin. It's always good to have someone you can trust early on.
Until they try to stab you in the back later in the game.
Damn, Shrek. You're really going through some shit right now, aren't you?
Stay on topic, Jake. I'm here to talk about the game. That's it.
Are you sure you don't want to say nothing else? You sure? Because that felt very vulnerable.
I don't know
if that's...
I'm a big man.
Along with Lucia Mar, Le Mouvement, and two other groups, Brynhild's daughters have already located stairwells down to the next floor and are ready to descend as soon as the floor clock ticks down to 6 hours remaining. We'll tell you more about those other two groups after a word from our sponsors.
It's not my fault.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't always like this.
I understand.
I've been bald for
45 years. I understand. Look, I was going bald when I was 12.
45?
Yeah.
45 years? Damn, you old. Why are you so old? Oh,
man,
old man. Old man Jagwarth right there. Old man Jagwarth. He ain't got no hair.